Hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
Soon after we're going to Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm your host, DJ Gatsby, a.k.a. Mr. Grown and Sexy, and also known in some circles as the Book Critic. Today we have our special guest, author K.D. McGregor from Harlem, USA, in the building. K.D., you on the line, my brother?
Yes, I am. What's going on?
No, it's on and popping, man. We're down here in Miami, South Beach. It's the African Black Film Festival going on. I just came from down Collins Avenue, you know, where they got the meet and greet, and the first day of the festival just started, man. So, you know, I'm back here. I'm in the studio, you know, getting ready to do your interview. Now, we got somebody who's on the line. They're calling from 917. Caller, are you on the line?
Yeah. Well, I don't know who that is.
Whoever that was, man, they just hung up, you know, and it doesn't really matter. We're here to talk about your book, Backs Against the Wall, and also cover a few things about what you've been doing, you know, in the last couple of months since we spoke. So, you know what, I got some music playing. I got a few things to do. Give me a minute, man. I'm going to be right back with you. All right, KD?
All right, got you.
Right, DJ Gatsby, who's doing that American Radio, Blog Talk Radio Show. We back. Once again, everybody, welcome to the show. You already know who it is. DJ Gatsby, along with best-selling author K.D. McGregor from Harlem, New York. Thanks for being patient with me there for a second, man. Had a little technical difficulties to take care of, but we had John B. in the background singing that R&B joint, Don't Talk, man, one of my favorite joints, man.
Right. I like that.
Anyway,
I like that. That's a classic.
Yeah, it's a classic R&B joint.
Now,
be careful with your volume. If you're calling in, with your volume on your phone, because you'll get feedback while you're listening. I got a little giveaway going on, too, man. Anybody that calls me, calls into the show, all you got to do is inbox me your email address. And we're going to give you a free copy of a Kindle book from WBMG Publishing. All right. Anyway, other than that, man, K.D. McGregor, welcome to the show, my brother. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Right, now, you were on, before, but I think you were on with another guest. Decided to bring you back again so we could talk more about, you know, your history, how you got into writing, and a little bit more about this current project, Backs Against the Wall.
Right.
So people that don't know who you are, man, tell them who you are and where you're from, man, and why you're on the show today.
I'm K.D. McGregor. I'm from Harlem. And, I got the book Backs Against the Wall. It's done pretty well since I released it in October. It's done fairly well. I'm doing a lot of things in the city to try to get some recognition for the book and also give back to some of the people who asked the way I came through from my grassroots side. I just did something on Friday, as a matter of fact, for ACS services, Children of Services. They had a black men's awareness in the city, and it was like the first annual one. But it was basically, it was in revelation to they had me as a key speaker because I came through the ACS system for about 7 to 8 months of my life. When I was about 17, I was in a system of ACS for 7 months. I was in a group home, and they wanted me to come through and speak to a lot of the newly sworn-in counselors that's just becoming workers, ACS. And they wanted them to get a feel of the relations from a person that was in the system in regards to the staff that worked for the system. And it was a 4 to 5 hour situation from 10 to about 1:30. It was very nice. It was in Lehman College in the Bronx, and it was really empowering. I like it. It was the first of its kind, and it was for the black men of our system, and how it's not enough black men in the system. It's predominantly females, and how they need more black men to step up as leaders in leadership roles in the ACS system, because there's so many youth men in the system, and it's not enough leaders as men to lead them from these transgressions, that they need men that can relate to them, as opposed to the females that's predominantly in the system. They said it's an astronomical number. It's like 85% female in the field of ACS, which is social work, and it's astounding. But the numbers, they're trying to do something about it. But I was just there to lend my thoughts, and I was one of the presenters that was there, so had a good time.
All right. Now, when you said social workers, you mean licensed social workers that are working in these institutions or these facilities to help at-risk youth? Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. They're called MSWs.
Right. So we need more brothers to be involved in that profession to possibly reach some of these young men. It's a very noble profession, man. My hat goes off, and kudos to all of those women who are out there doing those jobs. We're taking the time to go to school and get your education, because that's a licensed professional. I don't know if you need a license, certification, or degrees, but it's something that you need to go to school for. It's not just something that you can say, hey, I want to help out. You got to get an education for that. So you brothers out there listening, man, you know, and I know we need more men doing things like that. We need more male teachers. We need more men in the educational system, period, to reach out to these young black men. So, you know, kudos to you too, man, for being involved in that, man, I'm sure. How was that experience for you, speaking to those young men, knowing that you had actually been in that facility or in that same seat at one time?
It was good. It was really empowering, because I was able to give them my personal experience and some of the tragedies that I fell into. But at the same token, that there is no need to stay grounded. Sometimes when you fall, you could get right back up on the horse. And just because they're in a bad situation right now doesn't mean that that's the end all to the situation. There's life after ACS. I mean, there's life after it. But with good mentorship and big brothers, like we're trying to get together, then they can make the transition a little bit easier for them. And so that's what I was really trying to bring forth to them. I signed maybe 50 books. I gave out 50 books to the crowd. I liked it. It was something I would do again.
I'm not interested.
All right.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Okay. Yeah. My brother, I'm with you, man.
Yeah. I hear you.
I wasn't disconnected. I just had somebody trying to get here in the studio, man. I had to take that, and my dog started barking and everything. But I know when I paid it out, you were talking about your experience being a speaker at a facility where you once were a resident. And that's cool, man, kind of back where you came from and helping out, you know, those young brothers that are in there. Once again, it's DJ Gasson, Southern African Black Talk Radio Show. We're here with, I'm going to call you motivational speaker now, man, since you're speaking to at-risk youth, and author K.D. McGregor, author of the best-selling book, Backs Against the Wall. All right, man, so thanks for sharing those stories about that. Like this, when you were speaking to the kids, how's the book, Back Against the Wall, doing? How's the sales? What's the response you're getting from that book?
Yeah, I'm getting a good response from it. I'm getting a lot of good response from it. Not enough, it's an internet sales, but more so the hard copies, you know, the personal one-on-one copies is being sold, which is cool, too. You know, I would appreciate some more internet love, because that's more widespread. Like, you reach the masses. I can be in New York and selling books in Florida and things of that nature through Amazon and things of that nature. That's why the internet is so beautiful. But besides that, I mean, everything's pretty going well.
Yeah, well, congratulations on the book, man. You know, I read it and reviewed it for DJ Gatch's book club. It's a good book, man. I think a lot of young brothers and sisters at risk use this great book for them. If you're a parent, you know, raising teenage kids or preteen kids, you know, it's a great book, man, to kind of let them know, you know, what's out there and how things are going in from one man's perspective, man. I think it's a great book, man. Now, I know you got some other projects that you're working on. We're going to go back and talk about Backs Against the Wall in a minute, but do you have any other writing projects or anything else that you're doing you want to talk about on the show here tonight?
Yeah, like I said last time, I'm just waiting to finish up the – I got it already out, but it's just in editor phases of the next book, Who Would Ever Guess. That just got stalled a little bit because of some difficulties with my editor, but he's back on the horse now because he was doing other things, and I like to deal with this particular guy. He really brings things to full circle. So he had a project or two that was in front of mine, so he's back on the horse now, so – I was trying to get a June release for Who Would Ever Guess, but it's probably not going to happen because of the editor and his busy schedule. But I'm on the horse with the next release, Who Would Ever Guess, and that should be I'm slated for August release because that'll give me proper time to promote and things like that.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about the book, Who Would Ever Guess, man. You have a synopsis or you have a short description you can give up to let the readers know what the book is about?
Yeah, the book is about it's about a family, two families that come together by pure coincidence, like just like a whirlwind coincidence. One, the family is actually from Tennessee, and they actually wind up moving to Queens, New York, because of a tragedy that happened in their life, like. One of the characters, Chantel, whose father was a big drug dealer in Tennessee, had ultimately wound up going to prison for like a life bid. And because of his tragedy of who he was, they wound up moving to New York just to try to escape the negative environment that the father left behind. And when they moved to New York, things went downhill quicker as far as the mother started abusing drugs. And she wound up meeting the daughter, Chantel, wound up meeting a young man who was a ball player and was a pretty good ball player at that in New York. And they became to hit it off. But during the process of them and their dating process, the gentleman JoJo, his name is, he started to try to live the street life because he was a kid from the projects. And he started to try to live the street life, selling drugs and things like that to make quick money. Even though he could play ball, but ball playing doesn't put the money on the food on your table sometimes. So he started to dibble and dabble into that life, and they worlds wound up intertwining. And it became a whole mix of mess. Because like I said, the mother started using drugs, and it just became a whole mesh. I don't want to get too much of the story away, but it's such an interesting book, man. It's because the twist of it is so crazy. That's why I call it Who Would Ever Guess. You would never guess the plot, the twist at the end. It's really a great book. I don't have the synopsis in front of me for the back of the book. If I did, I would read it right to you because it's put together way more than I just said just now. But But it's a great book.
You just gave us a synopsis or a brief description of the book. I mean, we're going to be looking for it, man. On the heels of the success that you had with Backs Against the Wall, I'm sure your readers and everybody who purchased that first book is going to be looking forward to, or who would have ever thought, man, once it comes out later this year. Once again, everybody, TJ Gatsby, we're here with the one and only Harlem's favorite son, author Fran K.D. McGregor. You got a lot going on. We were talking earlier about me being at the ABFF Festival down in South Beach, and you were talking about your book and how you would like it to be adapted into a film at some point, man. Is that a hope of yours? I know a lot of authors, you know, say my book deserves to be made in a movie. But, you know, what do you feel about that? Do you think it'll be a good idea? Do you think it'll be a good film? And what do you just think about the whole process, man?
Yeah, I think Backs Against the Wall will make a great, great movie. I mean, everybody that read the book visualized it as a movie. Like, that's the type of page turner it is. They visualize it as a movie. Like, they can see the book in real life form. And I think it'll make a great movie, and I'm hoping to get the book in the right person's hands that may take it in that direction. Hopefully, that's like I told you when we was privately talking. Like, that's like everyone's dream. Every writer would love to have their book into a movie. That's like making the NBA. You're playing college ball now, but everyone needs to make it to the NBA, and that's like making it to the NBA once you start. Once your book is put into film, you made it. You made it. You made it to the next level.
There are a lot of authors, man, who, you know, New York Times bestselling authors who have actually had some of their work put to film. I like Love and Gunplay by Quan's short piece. Silk White has got a web series out. Jaquavis Coleman got a movie that he just dropped. I mean, Sean Tate Billingsley, there's a long list. Well, Heather Clark is working on a project. A lot of people out there, man, successful people. Elvin Nelson Hayes out in California. Her book, The Unnamed, adapted to a film. It's getting remade while we're speaking, man. So, you know, keep that dream, man. Keep that attitude, because that's how you go to the next level, by thinking about or speaking about things like that, man. And, you know, it should happen, man. It should happen.
I'm hoping it do happen. You know, I'm not taking my foot off the gas pedal when it comes to just pushing forward. But I'm hoping that comes my way through. Like I said, everything happens through reading. So if someone, it gets into the right person's hands, then anything can happen from there.
Yeah. I'm going to read a review, man. Actually, you know, this is a review I did. This is a review from one of DJ Gatsby's book club members talking about Backs Against the Wall. And what it says is K.D. McGregor takes his readers to the Borough of Brooklyn with his book Backs Against the Wall. The story hits a lot of aspects of life that brothers have to deal with every day in the city. Keeping food on the table, keeping the bills paid while staying out of jail is a struggle that a lot of us from the hood are familiar with. But the difference here is that his writing style is straight from the streets and a welcome change from the typical story of dudes trying to get paper in the hood. It's official street banger. Yeah, that was my review from DJ Gass's book club, man. And another reason I said this is a very good read, and they would recommend it to anyone. The character brought to life, and as you read, you won't be able to stop reading, man. With people writing reviews like that, man, and talking about your book like that, how is that encouraging, man? How does that inspire you when you sell a book, an autographed book, or you read a review? How does that inspire you, man? How does that make you feel when you're touching readers in a way that they want to comment and recommend your book?
I mean, it's like anything else. You feel appreciated, so it makes you strive to do more. It makes you want to hit the pavement running, like, you know, grab the pen and the pad and keep pumping out good work. So that's what it does. It motivates you to keep going. Like, someone actually appreciates your work. That's what anything in life you do. If someone appreciates your work, you know, it motivates you to continue on. Whether you're baking, singing, playing basketball, baseball, anything, if someone appreciates you, it excels you to keep going on. But if you're not appreciated, of course you change your direction. So, you know, as long as you keep getting the positive feedback, you will always strive forward to keep going that way. That's how I keep my motivation. Comments like that is much appreciated.
Yeah, that's a good way of looking at it, man. Everybody needs encouragement. You know, everybody needs to know that somebody's out there looking, reading, listening, supporting you, what you do, particularly if it's your passion and something that you really care about. Now, what's happening in Harlem, man? How's Harlem, USA, man? I know you live there.
Right.
Got a lot of friends there. We have a mutual friend, my man Curtis Hamilton.
Yes.
How is Harlem, New York? I'm down here in South Florida now, man. I've been in New York in a few months, man. But, you know, what's popping out there in the streets, man?
I mean, everything is everything out here. You know, it's a lot of – all is being built up tremendously. You know, it's not the old Renaissance Harlem. It's like a new wave. It's a new culture. It's a lot of new faces. And it's being built up tremendously. Like, you can't find a space in Harlem now that's not occupied, you know. You couldn't say that 15 years ago, but now it's like everything is totally built up in Harlem to the point where it's a city within a city. So that's where it's at right now. It's like a city within a city religiously. And, like, you know, they always say New York is a city that never sleeps. Harlem is like the city that never sleeps, you know what I'm saying? So it's really built up to be a place to be reckoned with. Not just a city to be reckoned with, but a place to be reckoned with. So, you know, it's
absolutely, man. It's an artistic mecca. A lot of people who, you know, been in New York City may have not been to Harlem or some of the other communities in New York, but it's definitely a mecca for art, artists, authors, writers, musicians, singers, dancers, comedians, you name it. If you got a talent and you're artistic, Harlem is definitely a proving ground or a training ground for and a place for young, talented people to kind of cut their teeth on the business.
Right.
You know, the Harlem Book Fair, known worldwide, takes place there. It's actually going to coming up, I don't know, I think it's this month or next month. So a lot is going on, man. For the people who don't know you and haven't seen you, man, where are some of the places you're going to be? Because these days everybody does these pop-up book signings. You got artists, man, that are just roll out somewhere. You know how they do in New York anyway. A lot of shit is the same way. They just hit the corner, 125th Street and Lenox. They throw up a table, man, throw 40, 50 books on it right next to all the other vendors out there and start selling books, man. Where are some of the places, man, that your readers can possibly catch you, you know, with your books or on the corner or doing a book signing or something like that?
Yeah, definitely, like you said, 125th Street and 8th Avenue is definitely a place where you can find me sometime. I have a guy that's out there, and he's a book vendor himself, and he has my books on his table. I come through there probably like every other Saturday, weather permitting. I come out there for 3 or 4 hours and just sign books for any and everybody that's looking to have an autographed copy. I usually pull up every other Saturday, weather permitting, of course. Like, this week is going to be beautiful weather to just be out there, to just, you know, stay out there for 3 or 4 hours, sign books, take photos, and things like that. That's one of the popular places. Like, you just hit it right, like the head on the nail. That's one of the most – that's where I got my books stationed at, this particular bookseller. He's there all the time, like, you know, like, he's there, like, 9 to 5, like a job, religiously. He's doing good with the books, so I appreciate him.
All right, yo, that's cool, man. Now, what store is he in front of? You said on 25th and 8th. What store is he in front of?
He's right in front of TD Bank, to be exact, right in front of TD Bank. He has a table. You can't miss him. The table is huge. And he has plenty of offers, you know. But I'm one of the top guys out there. But like I said, I'm always coming around, so I get a lot of favorable love from Harlem. So, you know, because I'm always over there. You know what I'm saying? So when I come through, it's like, you know, he promotes it like I'm gone.
Yeah, no, give him a shout-out. Shout out your blog. I shout out your vendors, man. You know, they're out there making them books available. Not a lot of bookstores, you know, there in Harlem. I know it was a couple that were there that are gone. But, you know, it is what it is, man. You know, books are going to be sold. And you're going to have readers looking for books all the time, man. So I'm glad you're actually out there on the streets of Harlem, New York City, man, you know, making yourself available, man, to those readers, man, letting them know that, you know, there's a lot of good books out here and some serious authors who are out here supporting the industry, man.
Right.
Listen, interview's just about over. We've got a few more minutes before we go, man. You know, any shout-outs, you know, to people that's been helping you along the way, man, or you want to just, you know, give some props to before we go?
Yeah, you know, I would like to give props out to, you know, actually everybody that bought the book first, that's first. Also, William Fletcher from ACS.
Okay.
Also, Miss Buddington, also another ACS director for the Black Awareness movement we had as far as men, the Black empowerment of men in ACS. And I really appreciate that that situation on Friday, and I hope to be a part of the second annual one. I'd like to give a shout out to my, you know, they're on top of my list, you know, Kevin, Darnell, and Malik, and of course their mothers that, you know, that gave them to me. So gotta give them a shout out too. And everybody that's supporting the movement right now, I really appreciate it. You know, I appreciate the love. Everybody.
Yeah, man, it's important to have your family supporting what you do, the kids and family members, man, because they need to know, you know, what dad's doing and you know, how he's trying to make a difference in the lives of young people, not just theirs, but
right.
The community at large, man. And what you talked about ACS earlier, you know, it takes a village, man, to raise these kids, man, And our men, young Black men as well as the elderly Black men, we need to spend time with these young people. We need to reach out to these young people, whether it's through our books or through music or just through mentoring them personally. Speaking at these places, man, is very important, man. Again, I tip my hat to you. Kudos to you, man, for stepping to that facility, man. And letting people know who they are, what they do there, and that they need more brothers to come and be a part of this outreach to try and change them, man. So, you know, thanks again, man, for what you do, man. We appreciate, you know, authors and brothers like you, man, really.
Yes, I appreciate it. I appreciate the love.
All right. Once again, CJ Gadsden, Who's Who, and African American Lit Blocks are with their show. We're here with motivational speaker and author K.D. McGregor, talking about his latest book, Backs Against the Wall, and also look for his upcoming book, Who Would Have Thought, that's going to be released later this year. K.D., man, you know it's all love, my brother.
Yes, you already know, Jeff, you know, I appreciate the love, and that's Who Would Have Guessed. I would have thought, but Who Would Have Guessed?
Who Would Have Guessed? Yeah, man, I'm good, man, for pronouncing names and titles wrong. Thanks for correcting me. Who would ever guess? Don't forget, man, KD's books is available on Amazon for you in paperback and Kindle.
Yep.
Paperback and Kindle. And you can follow KD McGregor on Facebook. I don't know if you're on Twitter and Instagram as well, but I know you can follow me on Facebook.
I'm on Twitter and Instagram. Or you can go on the website and check it out at feverpublishing.com. Or you can go to officialkdmcgregor.com. Also, that's my two websites. And all my Facebook page is KD McGregor. On my Instagram is officialkdmcgregor. On Instagram, and I'm also on Twitter as well too. Any one of those venues, you can click and buy the book, because it's a one button click that you can hit, and it'll take you right to the site.
All right, man. You're making it real, real simple, and hope everybody out there, if you don't have the book, check out this brother, support him, African American author from Harlem, who's really doing his part to make a difference in the lives of the youth. So, KD, I'm going to say peace, man. We'll talk soon. You already know what it is. And listen, man, we want you back on, man, when that new book gets ready to drop, man. Promise me you come back on when that new book comes out, man.
Definitely, Definitely. That was the first stop.
All right. So once again, everybody, who's on American Lit, Blog Talk Radio Show, your host, DJ Gatsby, a.k.a. Mr. Grown and Sexy, and also known as the Book Critic. Don't forget to visit my website, www.whoshoandafricanamericanliterature.com. Follow me on Facebook as Jeff Gatsby Wilson and as the Book Critic. Follow me on Instagram at DJ Gatsby X and on Twitter as DJ Gatsby X. Peace. Good night. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody. We'll see you next week on Who's Who in African American Lit, Blog Talk Radio Show with DJ Gatsby.
All right. Sir.
Surgeon General, my man.
The boy is back.
Remix. A little something like this.
All my mommy bow. All my mommy bow. All my mommy bow.
girl, then you can tell me when.
Tell me,
and that's when she pull me close and say,
do it again.
Come on.
Once again, everybody, thank you for listening to Who's Who in African American Lit Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm your host, DJ Gatsby, also known as the book critic and Mr. Tonic Sexy. Join us right here every Wednesday, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, for the best interviews on Blog Talk Radio. Peace. God bless. May God protect you until we meet again.